Jesus and seeking. He that is of God hears God's words. You therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. Then answered the Jews, and said unto him, Say we not well that you are a Samaritan, and have a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me. And I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeks and judges. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. John chapter 8 verses 47 to 51. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good, unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father who has sent me. John chapter 5 verses 25 to 30. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And, behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up, and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down, and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood, and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke chapter 19 verses 1 to 10. Believers and seeking. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat? Or, what shall we drink? Or, wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek you first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Matthew chapter 6 verses 30 to 34. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks shall receive, and he that seeks shall find, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Matthew chapter 7 verses 7 to 11. Misplaced seeking. Then Jesus traveled throughout the towns and villages, teaching as he made his way toward Jerusalem. Lord, someone asked him, will only a few people be saved? Jesus answered, make every effort to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, many will seek to enter and will not be able. After the master of the house gets up and shuts the door, you will stand outside knocking and saying, Lord, open the door for us. But he will reply, I do not know where you are from. Then you will say, We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets. And he will answer, I tell you, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves are thrown out. People will come from east and west and north and south, and will recline at the table in the kingdom of God. And indeed, some who are last will be first, and some who are first will be last. Luke chapter 13 verses 22-30. When the Pharisees heard the crowd whispering these things about Jesus, they and the chief priests sent officers to arrest him. So Jesus said, "I am with you only a little while longer, and then I am going to the one who sent me. You will seek for me, but you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come." At this, the Jews said to one another, "Where does he intend to go that we will not find him? Will he go where the Jews are dispersed among the Greeks, and teach the Greeks? What does he mean by saying, 'You will seek for me, but you will not find me, and, where I am, you cannot come?'" John chapter 7 verses 32-36. "I am one who testifies about myself, and the Father, who sent me, also testifies about me. Where is your Father?" They asked him. "You do not know me or my Father," Jesus answered. "If you knew me, you would know my Father as well." He spoke these words while teaching in the temple courts, near the treasury. Yet no one seized him, because his hour had not yet come. Again he said to them, "I am going away, and you will seek for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." So the Jews began to ask, "Will he kill himself, since he says, 'Where I am going, you cannot come'?" Then he told them, "You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. That is why I told you that you would die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." John chapter 8, 18-24.